Total Country Bob FM. We are doing a special later edition. This is a delayed edition of the Bob Almanac here today. This is how we started it a couple of days ago, the Ooga Horn. I thought that was quite a success. We don't have our normal in-studio producer, so no music here today. We don't have the band. They're off anyway. We can't pay them holiday rates. But Mike from Egan is back here to start us again. Mike, read your little part here to start out today's special Labor Day edition of the Bob Almanac, would you, please?
Well, Jim, today is Monday, September 4th, the 247th day of the year. That means, for all you accountants out there, there's 118 left.
Oh boy!
Until you have to start doing your taxes.
Yeah, that is a big pain, isn't it? Let's take a look. 1781, this date. Los Angeles, California, founded by Spanish settlers. Now listen to this. The original name, and I'll do my best Spanish here. It's been a few years. El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora La Reina de Los Angeles de Porcañuela. That was the initial name of... Could you just imagine that and then Dodgers at the end? Or the Anaheim Angels name is already almost that long, but that translates to the town of the Queen of Angels. That was on this date, 1781. 1833, 10-year-old Barney Flaherty of New York became the first paperboy. Now, I don't know about that, because I think Arnold from Flintstones has to go down as probably the first ever paperboy. That was 1833. 1882, Thomas Edison displayed the first practical electrical lighting system. Again, he liked the DC. He liked direct current. 1882, that was in New York City. 1888, the name Kodak registered to Eastman, George Eastman of Rochester, New York. Eastman also earned a patent for his handheld roll film camera. 1888, Babe Ruth hit his first home run on this date, celebrated with a six-pack and five hot dogs, 1914. Elvis Presley made his debut at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. That was 1954. 1957, this date.
Driving the 1958 Edsel is as easy as flicking a light switch. For Edsel's exclusive new teletouch drive, shifts electrically at a touch.
Anybody remember the Edsel? Are you old enough? That was 1957, the state. The first Edsel rolled off the assembly line. 27 items not included on any other cars, including a return slip. Be sure, if you're buying an Edsel, be sure you keep the receipt. It was not very well received. It was ahead of its time, I guess you could say. Cruise control, electric door locks, four headlights, push-button transmission, 1957. 1957, Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus. Again, a $20 bill to anybody who will name their next child Orville, O-R-V-A-L, and it has to be spelled that way as well. Orville Faubus called in the National Guard to Little Rock to prevent nine black students from entering Central High School. It was a messy situation in Arkansas and in the South, 1957. In 62, four lads from Liverpool, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, they began recording together as the Beatles. They'd been performing together for a little bit, but they began recording. They had brought Ringo into the fold. That was in 1962. How about 1967? Do you recognize these two characters?
What's going on here?
Well, that was a white goddess, right?
Well, yeah, well, I guess you could say that.
And a goddess is royalty, right?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Well, you don't expect us royalty to live with you commoners, do you?
Oh, Gilligan, you put that chest down right now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, right on the skipper's foot. Wouldn't you know it? It was the last episode of Gilligan's Island airing on this date on CBS TV, 1967. That is an actual clip from the very last episode of Gilligan's Island. One of the rare shows that the closing theme was as good as the opening theme, which is, I mean, this is a great closing theme as well, sung by the Gilligan's Island singers. Of course, they had those movies that came, those sequel movies where they got off the island and they're back on the island and they got off, and somehow the Globetrotters got on Gilligan's Island, 1967. Sad day here in entertainment on this date.
The plane.
Hervé Villechaize, Tattoo from Fantasy Island, died at the age of 50 on this date. He actually took his own life, sadly. That was 1993. Also 1993, baseball.
And the ground ball to short. Bellardi. He did it. He did it. No hitter for Jim Abbott.
Jim Abbott, who you know, only had one arm, basically. His other arm ended at the elbow, and it was just amazing that he was able to pitch and field his position. He threw a no-hitter for the Yankees. Yankees had a bunch of no-hitters in that stretch. David Wells, David Cone, Jim Abbott, 1993, and 2014. Boy, it's been 3 years since we lost Joan Rivers. She passed away on this date. Again, complications from that routine throat surgery that she had. 2014, she was 81. Let's go to birthdays now today. I know you all like musicals.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
If that man's name is Dandruff, she's gonna do it, because I can tell she's using Head and Shoulders. Mitzi Gaynor is 86 today. That's her in South Pacific. She was also in Anything Goes. Great singer, actress, 86 today. World Golf Hall of Famer Raymond Floyd won 4 major championships. Raymond Floyd, Ray Floyd, 75 today. One of the Pips, Bubba Knight, is 75 today. Gladys Knight and the Pips, Bubba, 75. I don't know if that's Gladys's brother or related. I guess we could do some fact-checking on that. You got your phone, Mike? Doesn't look like it. Mike, are you awake?
Yeah.
Is this that boring of an almanac? Bubba Knight, 75 today. Another Hall of Famer, World Golf Hall of Famer, Tom Watson and Raymond Floyd share the same birthday. And I got to be honest, Tom Watson's always been one of my favorites. He was so good at the British Open and Lynx Golf. He won 8 majors. He is 68 today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
I think we should change our national anthem, or at least get a better drummer.
There he is. He was one of the Sweat Hogs from Welcome Back, Cotter. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, Boom Boom Washington. He is 64. Mr. Cotter, Dr. Drew, Love Line, Celebrity Rehab. He is 50 today. Damon Wayans, happy birthday today.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind. Homie, don't play that, from In Living Color. Homie to clown, Damon Wayans. Funny, funny guy. Writer, actor, comedian. He is 57 today. Mike Piazza is a Baseball Hall of Famer, one of the best catchers ever to play. Mike Piazza, 49. He's one shy of 50 today. Noah Taylor is 48 from Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. He also may, and I do not watch Game of Thrones, not because I don't like it. I'm pretty sure I would love it. I just can't pay any more for TV. I'm already paying so much for TV, I can't pay any more. So HBO and Showtime, you're out of luck at my house. But he plays a Locke, the character Locke, Game of Thrones. Happy birthday. Actor Wes Bentley, 39. Played Seneca Crane. He was a character in The Hunger Games. He was like President Snow's right-hand man for The Hunger Games. He had a beard that looked like that felt wallpaper that used to have in the 70s, if you know what I'm talking about. Wes Bentley is 39, and Beyonce celebrating today as well.
It's me, Foxy. Foxy Cleopatra. Long time no see.
Oh, Beyonce Knowles. I could have played a Beyonce Knowles or a Destiny Child song, but I thought I would go with Austin Powers in Goldmember. She was Foxy Cleopatra. She's 36 today, and comedian Whitney Cummings is 35. She had her own show, Whitney, but she was also producer for the Two Broke Girls and a couple of other shows that were on TV. She's a funny lady, and she's celebrating today. Whitney Cummings is 35. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Former First Lady Sarah Polk. You know, James Polk, our 11th president, he is underrated. We need to remember all the things that James Polk did. And certainly behind any great 11th president, there was a First Lady, Sarah Polk, born on this date, 1803. Henry Ford II, he was somewhat responsible. He was the head of the Ford Motor Company when the Edsel came out. Henry Ford II, born on this day, gone but not forgotten, 1917. How about this guy, huh?
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Paul Harvey woke up every morning to that on the bus, and then I worked at a radio station for 9 years. I listened to Paul Harvey, Good Day, and the rest of the story. He was the master of the pregnant pause. Or he might just had, maybe he's narcolepsy, he had narcolepsy and he just fell asleep during his news report. We're not sure. Paul Harvey and God Made a Farmer was a fantastic Paul Harvey story. 1918 on this date. He is gone but not forgotten. How about actor-director Howard Morris? We loved him as Ernest T.
Howdy-do to you and you. It's me, it's Ernest T.
Yes, it is. It's Ernest T.
Where was my mouth kicked open?
What kind of teeth he had? He had some problem. He needed to see a dentist. But they never had a dentist on the old Andy Griffith show. I don't remember one being in Mayberry. Howard Morris, Ernest T. Bass, happy birthday. Gone but not forgotten, 1919. And one more here today. He was the first, Darren.
You've been sticking that magic nose of yours where it doesn't belong again. Don't try to deny it.
All right, I won't.
Come on, Sam. Don't make me drag it out of you. Just...
She admitted it. Dick York, who was then succeeded by Dick Sargent. Dick York would have been celebrating birthday today. Born on this day, 1928. He passed away. He got, lung cancer, emphysema or something. He was a heavy smoker. Dick York, the first Darren from Bewitched. Born on this day, 1928. They are all gone, but not forgotten. Did you do any fact-checking for me, Mike?
Yes, I did. Bubba was Gladys Knight's older brother.
Older brother. Thank you very much. And I have to be honest, Mike, that's some of the best fact-checking we've had in a long time. So you can take that up with Neil. So thank you. That is your almanac today, brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate. Kurt Weers, nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. Bob FM, special Labor Day edition of the almanac.